It is February 22nd, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. J.B. McKenzie has left Charles Schwab and joined Robinhood, where he will serve as general manager and vice president of futures and international. McKenzie ran the futures and forex business for TD Ameritrade and for thinkorswim before it was acquired by TD Ameritrade. He is also a former MF Global and Penson GHCo executive. This is one of the smartest hires Robinhood could have made to become more involved in the futures markets. Crain Chicago Business reports that the number of Chicagoans who've returned to the office has topped 50% for the first time since the pandemic hit. This is higher than the national average, according to data from the real estate technology firm Castle Systems. Evidently, all those card swipes you have to do are measured somewhere. Speaking of cranes, they are looking for nominations for notable CFOs. I've not used cash much since the pandemic and not that frequently before, but now bank branches in London and across Britain are being set up to not even accept cash at all, the Telegraph reports. Banks in London have accepted cash since 1650, when a cloth merchant called Thomas Smith opened the first provincial bank branch in his native Nottingham, the story says. Now, when I need cash, I go to an ATM. I threw a $20 bill in a Goodwill offering basket last night at a Fat Tuesday pancake dinner at my church. I will have to replace that emergency $20 bill soon. And when I need to deposit a check, I simply do it with my phone from the comfort of my desk. It is understandable why banks are moving to cashless branches. They also save on the security guard costs and probably their insurance too. In the U.S., we are getting ready for a big winter storm across large parts of the country. It has already grounded 1,000 flights, the Wall Street Journal reported. Chicago is going to get some rain, freezing rain, and thunderstorms, but other parts of the Midwest will get several feet of snow and near record low temperatures. However, in Ottawa, Canada, warm weather has prevented the world's largest ice rink from opening as mild temperatures have kept the 7.8 kilometer or 5 mile Rideau Canal Skateway closed. The skateway, which is both a tourist attraction and a neat way to travel in Canada's capital city, is another casualty of global warming, Bloomberg reported. Tom Conigliaro is starting a new position as managing director at S&P Global. ABN AMRO's Amsterdam Investor Forum 2023 will be held on October 10th and 11th. Save the date. The Securities and Exchange Commission Division of Enforcement Miami Regional Office is looking to fill a general attorney position in Miami, Florida. Mike Wilkins, who is always moving forward, announced on LinkedIn that he and numerous other employees of R3 had been laid off, and he is seeking new employment. NASDAQ's Green Voices Spring newsletter was released today. It includes links to a video, Carbon Removal for a Greener World, offers an overview of how ESG impacts board members, and provides access to a report on NASDAQ's proprietary natural language processing, NLP, tools and their analysis of ESG discussions in earnings call transcripts. The newsletter also offers a downloadable calendar of important ESG reporting dates. View the newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. Deloitte has released the 2023 Oil and Gas M&A Outlook. The report examines falling market capitalization of yearly oil and gas mergers and acquisitions, M&A, and examines whether the downward trend will continue. The Outlook report discusses five trends that could reshape the deal-making landscape. You can download the report in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times and Edward Luce. Jimmy Carter has been wronged by history. Ronald Reagan, meanwhile, benefits from an eternal free pass. The downside to U.S. political memory is that substance often counts for little. If it were taken more seriously, Jimmy Carter would be credited for having seeded the Soviet Union's demise, and Ronald Reagan would not have been canonized as a modern saint. But marketing is a powerful drug. Conventional wisdom insists that Carter played Chamberlain to Reagan's Churchill. After 4 years of Cardian vacillation, Reagan grabbed the reins in 1981, and the rest is history. Except that it is shoddy history. Understanding how the U.S. won the last Cold War is key to managing the next one. My comment. The great thing about history is that with time you get to reflect on people, events, and how things really played out after the smoke of the politics of the day has cleared. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, its investment advisor, settle SEC probe. Ensign Peak Advisors, Inc., which oversees a $44 billion U.S. equities portfolio for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, will pay $4 million to settle regulatory claims that the money manager obscured the church's investment holdings. The Mormon Church will also pay a $1 million fine, the Securities and Exchange Commission said Tuesday. The money manager and the church settled the SEC's investigation without admitting or denying wrongdoing. My comment, what $100 billion? I don't know what you're talking about. Here's another story, this one from the Chicago Sun-Times. The headline, split verdict in federal insider trading case involving Chicago attorney Friend. In a split verdict, a federal jury on Thursday convicted a Chicago attorney of using insider information from a friend to make a windfall in stock purchases involving an education technology company while acquitting the friend on all accounts. The jury deliberated for about 9 hours over 2 days before the verdict was announced Thursday afternoon in U.S. District Judge Manish Shah's courtroom. My comment. Strange case where the person who was alleged to give the tip was acquitted, but the person who acted on the alleged tip was convicted, though not of conspiracy. How can you have no tip but still have insider trading? The case is not over. Disclosure, I think I know the family of one of the parties. Here's another story, this one from Crane Chicago Business. Ann Diaz, Ken Griffin's ex-wife, sells Gold Coast condo. Ann Diaz, the investment executive, who is Citadel chief Ken Griffin's ex-wife, sold a Gold Coast condo at a loss of over $1 million. The three-bedroom, 3,900-square-foot condo on Chestnut Street sold yesterday for $2.5 million. State and county public records show that a legal trust bought the condominium when it was newly built in 2008 for more than $3.96 million. My comment, the Griffin family sure has a lot of real estate in Chicago to sell at a loss. There is still a Lincoln Park mansion that she owns that is on the market for $500,000 less than it was bought for in 2015. Maybe these losses are rounding errors for the Griffins, and no big deal. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Millions Brace for Major Coast-to-Coast Winter Storm from CNN. Second was derivatives markets still hit by fallout from Ion Markets cyber attack from the Financial Times. Third was Trading Technologies and Eurex enter into commercial partnership to offer Enlight directly from TT Platform, a TT press release. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, BIS chief on crypto. A technology doesn't make for trusted money. The argument that crypto is an alternative to fiat currency has been settled following last year's turmoil in the digital asset sector, according to Augustin Carstens, the head of the Bank for International Settlements. That battle has been won, Carstens said in a Bloomberg TV interview on Wednesday. A technology doesn't make for trusted money. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Euronext explores takeover of H&F-backed all funds. Other suitors have studied bids for Amsterdam-listed all funds. H&F and BNP Paribas are all funds' biggest shareholders. Euronext NV is considering an acquisition of private equity-backed fund distribution platform All Funds Group, PLC, people with knowledge of the matter said. The European Stock Exchange operator has held talks with major shareholders, including buyout firm Hellman & Friedman, the people said, asking not to be identified, discussing confidential information. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. Hybrid working set to push U.S. office vacancies to record by 2030. Cushman & Wakefield's forecast 1.1 billion square feet of empty space in fundamental shift for commercial property. Hybrid working will push U.S. office vacancies 55% above their pre-pandemic levels to a record 1.1 billion square feet by 2030, according to a stark industry forecast that attempts to quantify the damage to the commercial property sector wrought by changing work patterns. The report by commercial real estate advisor Cushman and Wakefield found that 330 million square feet of office space, roughly equivalent to all the office inventory in the Washington metropolitan area, would be made redundant by hybrid or remote working by the end of the decade. That would come on top of another 740 million square feet of space that it classified as normal or natural vacancy. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.